let's lead off with the Bloomington City Council taking action on the request of a business owner to sell liquor at a convenience store he hoped to open near Miller Park. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
A group of Bloomington residents are applauding the city council for listening to concerns about allowing liquor sales in their West Bloomington neighborhood. The city council voted 5-4 last night to deny Park Pantry's request to sell alcohol. Serena Fish was one of a group of residents that spoke out against it from the start. She says even though the proposal passed the Liquor Commission twice, she didn't feel discouraged.
I think they were looking at it very, very closely because no one wants to turn down any business. But I think as we went through the journey, things kept popping up.
Fish mentions that Park Pantry's initial proposal didn't include outdoor seating and that there was never a clear answer on how much liquor the store would carry. Chico Russo was also in that group of Miller Park neighbors. He says in the end, all of their hard work paid off.
Our due diligence, working the neighborhood, talking to people, and bringing our issues as a neighborhood whole, unified, to the city council, it worked in our favor. They heard our pleas, and it didn't fall upon deaf ears, and it's just like, it's government working the way it should.
Russo says he's disappointed that the council's vote means the owner won't open the store, but
I'm pretty sure that building is not going to stay empty very long. Somebody's going to come in, they're going to see the needs of the neighborhood, they're going to answer them, and we'll be fine.
The business owner previously said he could not open Park Pantry without a liquor license. Russo and his neighbors say when the building's former tenant, Westside Food and Beverage, was still in business and selling liquor, crime in the area went up. For the leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.